Letter 1. From Cicero to Pompey in Asia Minor. From Rome, summer 62 BC. Like everybody else, I was delighted with your official dispatch. It held out the confident expectation of peace, which I have always forecast to everyone, because I rely on you so completely. I have to tell you that your new friends, who used to be your enemies, were really shattered by what you wrote and prostrated with disappointment at the collapse of their high hopes. I can only assure you that your private letter to me was also welcome, although it only contained a slender indication of your regard for myself. However, what pleases me most in the world is feeling that I have done the right thing by other people, and if on any occasion I do not receive the same return, I am perfectly satisfied that the balance of services rendered shall be on my side. Besides, even if my unremitting efforts on your behalf have not altogether succeeded in attaching you to me, I am convinced that our country's needs will bring us together and make us close associates. All the same, I do want you to know what I missed in your letter. I shall explain it to you openly what I have in mind. My character and our friendship being what they are, I cannot do otherwise. I have achieved things for which I had hoped, in view of our relationship and the national interest, to find some word of congratulation in your letter. I expect you left it out in case you should cause someone offence. But I must tell you that the reaction to what I did to save our country has been universally favourable. When you come home, you will, I know, realise that what I did was brave as well as wise, and so I am confident that you will be happy to let me join you as a political ally as well as a friend. You being so much greater than Scipio Aemilianus and myself, not much inferior to Lilius.